This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to sit there and avoid your calls. Apparently, they talked about the call from Dave in Macedonia on SportsCenter the other day. Thanks to the person who got my attention on that one on social media. So, I'm going to steer right into it. But first, can I tell you that I don't think Buccaneers fans even deserve Baker Mayfield? Because he's sitting there, this new, like, I got it from Bussing with the Boys, that podcast over there with... It's Will Compton. Will Compton is in it. Yeah, it's good. It sounds like I'm taking shots. I'm not. But they had audio or a video of him. We're going to play the audio for you. Of Baker Mayfield, and they're like at a super fan
event.
Yeah,
this is from the this is a from Tampa, a Manning Brothers production.
Okay. Well, yeah. They love to do the undercover thing. So Baker went undercover as a Buccaneers fan. He's
but
walking.
The Bucs actually put it out.
Yes.
The full thing out.
Yeah, he looks like a haggard. He looks like Florida man. He really looks like Florida man. He's got a big knee brace over the jeans on his right knee. I just want to point it out that you're going to hear the voice, and if you see the video, if it were Pumpkinhead or Spider Dog or Bone Lady or name any of these Brown super fans that were there, they would have known it was him right from the voice. They would have known it the moment he opened his mouth. Like, they would have given him the side eye on it. But here's Baker Mayfield with the Buccaneers superfans.
Gonna take you boys to school.
Gussie's got it.
We got another throw.
Gus has got it right here. Gus has got it right here.
Watch the knee. Watch the knee. Yeah, dude with a bum knee.
That's right. I should have gone pro when I had the chance.
He launches the football.
So he throws from the end zone. He throws it over the wide receiver. It's well over 50 yards, and people start to realize that this isn't just some fan. It's Baker Mayfield in a decent disguise, a Manning-esque disguise.
As Gus Swayze.
Gus Swayze, which is a terrible name. That's almost as bad as Ron Mexico.
Well, he's got like rock star length hair down past his shoulders.
Yes.
He's wearing the bandana.
Yeah,
he's got the mustache. So this was at which stage of the Denver Broncos game? His current mustache look there.
It's about
the second quarter.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
It's got Flavor Saver going on.
So are we willing to just say Baker's good? Should we just admit it?
In that commercial, the fact that he's making
not from the commercial.
Wait, think about this: the fact that remember we saw him in every commercial, and then he had the terrible season. Then we saw him in no commercials.
Well, that's. I noticed it the other day, you know, they had a win and afterwards they show Emily and they have a daughter now.
Yep.
Like those are things that we as Cleveland fans, I don't think even
family
think about
man,
right? Now, right? He's
yeah.
not the kid that left here that was disgruntled with the talking to Deshaun and the things that got him out the door.
He's fully gruntled now down in Tampa Bay. I mean, I've thought about it. You know, the revisionist history, like people are calling out some national personalities for like, how could the Browns let this guy go? It's like, you guys were telling him to let him go. I often wonder, and I think it would be the case, and nobody wants to believe it, and that's fine. They just, he's the owner, so you can blame the owner, but I know that he had to be sold on the idea. And if it were to go south, like those people will have to pay the fiddler for it going south here in Cleveland. But had he not tried to make that tackle? Had he just not tried to make that tackle? Because it was, well, how much do we pay the guy? He's had a good season, a good half a season, a bad season. It's been a good season. Now what do we do? Because remember, even in the good season in 2020, it was like, people were going, well, it's a good 8 or 9 games in the second half of the year. Because that Bengals game, that first Bengals game when Odell went down with the ACL injury, I go, man, this is over. This is done. In the first half, I remember looking myself in the mirror. I'd put water on my face in my office. I'm going, this is going to be a bad day tomorrow. And then he goes out and he throws for 5 touchdowns, and they beat the Bengals down there.
28 in a row.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it seemed like we were off to the races. Like, he is that type of guy. And I look at him now and I go, man, when he has a solid foundation, he's great. It does take his whole body. When he's injured, if he gets injured, I think that he'll be in trouble. I don't know if he's a guy that's big enough to do that, but you know what? That's coulda, woulda, shoulda stuff. I just flat out think, had he not tried to make that tackle that day, and I remember exactly where I was. I was leaving a gas station on a Sunday. I get out of the truck. I pump the gas. Things are going well. It's week 2. Everything's great. I come back, and Jim sounds like, it sounded almost like a Zapruder film was going off. He was concerned. Doug was concerned, and I'm going, what did I miss? What did I miss? Oh, my God. He tried to do this dude making a tackle, and then it was the long, hard road from what we know. I got to tell you, Tone, had he not tried to make that tackle, I don't know if it's as good as what we're seeing now, but I think they would have tried to run that out and see whether or not that this thing is going to be good.
Yeah, is that the definition of a sliding doors moment, that tackle? It's an inconsequential thing normally in the scheme of things, and it ends up derailing.
That moment, and then you can put it on Anthony Schwartz going, okay, of course Andrew Berry's third-round pick gave alligator arms on this, and then he tried to go make a
measure,
tackle.
Just for good measure.
Had he not tried to make that tackle, I still think he's probably a Cleveland
guy. I'm in a tough spot here. I'm in a really tough spot because I was leading the charge to get Baker the hell out of here. And it wasn't anything personal. It had nothing to do with that. I had made up my mind that this guy could not be a big-time starting quarterback. Like, he had been a franchise quarterback for pieces, you know, of seasons, and he had had great stretches. But I was looking at it overall with the balls getting batted down at the line of scrimmage. Anytime he played against tougher defenses, you know, the numbers were unequivocal after, you know, the amount of time he had spent here. The fact that, you know, when there was even the slightest offensive line breakdown, what that meant. When you were going up against teams that were dialed in, like, he was having a lot of trouble. Then obviously for the fourth quarters trying to come from behind, it just was something he really struggled with. And all the numbers to me pointed towards a quarterback that was you'd be fine with him when he's healthy. That was another question: could a guy his size, you know, stay healthy? And then of course we get to Deshaun Watson, and can he stay healthy? I mean, it's just another set of problems that we have. I was leading the charge to get rid of him. And I started to think about all these other quarterbacks that I would rather have over Baker Mayfield. And I got to give credit to him. He is way better than I thought he would be. He has really earned this next act of his career. He got paid on it. Maybe never the money that he ultimately thought he could make in Cleveland if things would continue trending up. But he made a lot of money. He's doing as I told you so. He does seem like he's cut out a lot of the nonsense.
Well, it's kind of as if, I mean, he's Ric Flair. So if they go and they win a Super Bowl,
maybe
he's
going to cut a promo. Starts up again.
He's going to cut a promo on all of us, and I'm going to take my lower lip and pull it over my face, and that's going to be the end of me. But he's got other things he's got to worry about. He's got to worry about the NFC South. I mean, he's got to worry about getting a win coming up next week. Taking this time off and getting a win and getting them to 4-2 because they got a good football team and they got a pretty decent defense, even though it didn't show last night because Kirk Cousins was primetime Kirk Cousins. But he's got other things that he knows. And it's easy to focus on your own work when you know your other team is in panic mode. Your former team's in panic mode without you. And fans are doing the whole coulda, woulda, shoulda thing. A lot of people are acting like they didn't say what they said back in 2021. A lot of people are trying to take back. I know. I'm glad you're owning up to it. Because, Tone, we knew that before the Mary Kay article came out. There were prominent members on that football team that did not want him here, and it was going to turn into a it's either him or me situation. The worst part about it, though, if it's either him or me, and they chose me, being the ones that are still there, they're 1-3 now. You know that they're near the bottom of the AFC North. So it's like, which one do you choose? And so for the people, like, honestly, the guy in the leather vest over in North Homestead, he's sleeping fine right now. He's happy. He would have made our life a living hell if he were still in here, thank God. But he's very happy. And for us, like, we're trying to get the nose up on this thing. I can only tell the truth, and this is what it's been. Like, this sucks. It sucks that we're not where we need to be. It sucks that this team all of a sudden looks ancient out of nowhere, and we've only got one playoff victory, and the playoff victory came with him. And he is on a football team where Mike Evans is aged like a fine wine and is on his way to the Hall of Fame. And they are still, even though they lost last night, they look like they're still on a decent trajectory. It's the way it is. And now we have to just deal with it and try to get going with this thing, and it doesn't get any easier because Jaden Daniels seems like he's setting the world on fire. Guy has more touchdown passes or touchdown drives than they have incompletions. That is unbelievable. Huh? Believe like it when it comes to playing us.
Completion.
Yeah. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.